Are you ready to face the final challenge, apprentice? For every Jedi, the threat of the dark side is always present. You must truly understand this before you are accepted into the Order. You must see the corruption of the dark side for yourself. Even here on Dantooine, there are places where the dark side holds sway, twisting and tainting nature itself. The ancient grove, once used for deep meditation by the Jedi, is now tainted. A wave of darkness perverts the region around it. The Cathhounds in the area have become savage and ruthless. They have become a threat to the settlers, a threat the Jedi have promised to stop. The Cathhounds are but a symptom of the true problem. You must journey into the grove and confront the true source of the darkness. That is your task. I can say no more. Some things you must see for yourself. None of the other Jedi at the Academy are permitted to help you in this task. But remember this, my young apprentice. A Jedi acts with patience and care, and those on the dark path are not always lost forever. The dark side still taints the ancient grove. Your lessons cannot continue until the spreading corruption of the dark side has been stopped. This is your task, apprentice. May the Force be with you.
It is good sometimes to stop and reflect on the beauty of nature and the Force. How go your studies, my young friend? Is there something I can help you with? The Council has told you nothing of the Grove? Then it would not be my place to explain its significance. But as the light side can be embodied in living beings, so can the dark. Do not be so quick to judge circumstances about which you are ignorant. Not everything may be as transparent as you would believe. The Grove can be found to the south and east in the plains, but be wary of Cathhounds. They may be agitated by the power in the Grove.
I will be your doom!
You are strong. Stronger than me, even in my darkness. I am Juhani, and this is my grove. This is the place of my dark power. This is the place you have invaded. When I embraced the dark side, this is where I sought my solace. It is mine. When I slew my master, Quatra, I knew I could never go back. And now I revel in my dark power. Power enough to crush the life from someone such as you. Or so I had thought. Yes, I struck her down in the middle of training, consumed by my anger, embracing the power of hate. But it was not enough. She knew I would be headstrong, but she also thought I would adhere to the light. Instead, I betrayed her trust and fell prey to my own inner darkness. It was I who hurt her. I who killed her. Her suffering is my fault alone. I have fallen, and dark power courses through my veins. I can never go back to the Council, so here I shall stay. The Council has sent you here to kill me. Why, then, when you bested me so easily, did you not simply finish your task? Is it not apparent that I can never be saved? I am pathetic. I sit here and think myself to be great by embracing the dark side, but I am nothing. There is no way I could be turned back. I always thought they held me back, were jealous of my power. This is only because I was not good enough to meet their standards. I never have been. I seem to still have much to learn, both about being a Jedi and about myself. But I wish the cost of my ignorance had not been so high. I wish that my master had not suffered because of me. I only wish things could have been different. If she were alive now, there would be so much I would say to her, so much I would apologize for. How can the Council ever take me back with what I have done? Striking my master down in anger is unforgivable. If I show them I am free of passion, that I am serene, that I am willing to forsake the dark side, maybe, just maybe, they would accept me back. Do you think they would? Could it be possible after what I've done? I thank you, Master Jedi. I will return to the Council then. I shall submit myself to their judgment and hope they will forgive me. Again, I thank you. I am sure I will hear great things about you in the future.
I hear you managed to return Juhani to the Order. Congratulations. I regret not being able to tell you more, but some things you must see with your own eyes. Is there something I can help you with?
You have done a great thing. One of our own had strayed, but you have returned Juhani to the Order. For this, you deserve the highest praise.
I must congratulate you on your actions. You have saved Juhani and brought her back into the Order, and have given us all great hope for your future success. May the Force be with you as you continue your training.
It is good to see Juhani has returned to the Way of the Light. You are to be commended for your role in this. Your actions give us great hope for the future. Go to Master Jar and inform him that Juhani has returned to us. I think you may be nearing the end of your apprenticeship.
You have done well, my pupil. The ancient grove has been purified, and Juhani's journey down the dark path has been halted. Because of you, she walks once more in the light. But though she was saved, do not dismiss what happened to her. Juhani is both dedicated and true to the ideals of the Order, yet she was still vulnerable to the dark side, as are we all. She struck her master in anger during her training and injured her greatly. But it was Quatra's choice to test Juhani this way, and it seems to have made its point. Juhani has been redeemed, and you have passed your final test. Congratulations, apprentice. Or should I say, congratulations, Padawan. You have proven yourself worthy of joining the Jedi. Let me be the first to welcome you as a full-fledged member of our Order.
I must give you my thanks. Because of you, I am once again welcome within the Jedi Order. I have spoken to the Council, and they have helped me see the truth. The truth about myself, and the truth of my actions. Quatra's injuries were not so severe as I first believed. I was foolish to believe I could harm a master such as she with my clumsy efforts. The fierce confrontation between us was nothing more than part of my training. Quatra wanted me to understand the threat of the dark side, to see how easy it was to fall from the path of light. Quatra's methods may seem strange, but I trust her wisdom. This lesson has been difficult, but I am better because of it. Humility is never easy to teach, but now I truly understand my own limitations.
You can't expect to get everything handed to you on a silver platter.
After our last battle, Quatra had nothing left to teach me. I needed time alone to explore the turmoil of my own spirit. Only then was I ready to follow a guide. You. Back to the light. When I left, Quatra knew her work with me was done. There are other disciples who need training throughout the galaxy, and she could not stay to see if I passed this most difficult trial. With your help, I have passed this difficult trial. The Council now feels I am ready to continue with my training, though they have asked me to wait here for the time being.
Giving you a second chance like this is a clear sign of weakness. Sometimes I find it hard to believe the Jedi could defeat my people in battle.
First the Jedi trick you into becoming an enemy, then they welcome you back as a friend. I can't say I approve of their training methods.
Hey, I'm glad to see you're not getting hung up on all this. The past is in the past, you know?
This has been a painful lesson, Juhani, but it seems you have learned it well. I'm certain you will be a credit to the Order.
I do not know what the Council has in store for me, but I will trust in the Force and the way of the Jedi to help me through whatever is to come.
I will be your doom! I, Juhani, shall be your death!
Juhani has been slain, I hear. You fought with her in the grove? Even in the darkest heart, there is hope for rebirth. Anyone can be turned back to the light. Anyone. It should not have had to go that far. But some things cannot be avoided. You would do well to mind Juhani's tragic example and not let yourself fall into the sway of the dark side.
Juhani was a dear companion to me for many years. We spent many nights together alone under the stars. That will never happen again, thanks to you. Curse the Council for sending you, of all people, to speak to her. Could you have done nothing else? She had it coming, did she? She had it coming? Do not presume to tell me how I should speak of anything. They should have known better than to entrust such a task to you. Pardon me if I find your apology rather disingenuous. Juhani meant nothing to you, and the Council should have known better than to entrust her life to you. Why? Because the Council believed that my closeness to her might do more harm than good. And yet they send you instead. And look what has happened. The Juhani I knew deserved more than this. She deserved more from the Council and more from you. You did not even try, did you? Did it even occur to you that Juhani might have been saved? That she might be worth saving? I should kill you for what you've done. And yet, I can't, can I? I'm a Jedi, and we are sworn to protect all. Even the likes of you. Get out of my sight. The very thought of the Council and of you makes me ill.
I have heard what you have done and how Juhani has been slain. I had hoped that this would not have come to pass. Could you find nothing in Juhani that could be redeemed? I am skeptical of your methods and your intentions. But if nothing could be done, then that is the way of things. Keep in mind the danger of the dark side, lest you fall into its grasp.
It is most regrettable that Juhani could not be saved. We in the Council had high hopes for her in the future. In every heart, there is some means of redemption. Heed her example. All are susceptible to the lure of the dark side. We must always remain vigilant against it. Go to Master Jar and inform him that the grove has been cleansed. I think you may be nearing the end of your apprenticeship.
You have cleansed the grove of its dark taint, but at great cost. Juhani was a most promising student, and could one day have been strong in the Force. Do not dismiss what happened to her, however. Juhani was both dedicated and true to the ideals of the Order, yet she was still vulnerable to the lure of the dark side. Keep this in mind always in the future, and do not forsake the path of the light.
We do not know. She was training here until your unfortunate incident with Juhani. Then she simply disappeared. We would like any word of her you may bring. I do not believe she has died or fallen prey to beasts, but I worry that she may have done something rash. She had always been close to Juhani, and her death may have hit Belaya hard.
The Jedi Belaya would seem to have disappeared. She had a lesson scheduled with Master Jar, but did not show up. I have heard someone say that she'd been seen leaving the Enclave, but I do not know where she would have gone. If you meet her, you may want to ask her why she left. We do not force anyone to stay here, so do not think to take that route.
You, I remember you. What are you doing here? Did the Jedi Council send you? I swear I will expose you if they have.
Do you even remember me?
So you do not even have the decency to remember me. You pretend to be a Sith, and I know who you are. I have cursed your name every moment since we last met on Dantooine. I am Belaya, once of the Jedi, but now of the Sith. It was your murder of Juhani that placed this bitter blackness in my heart. The Council is nothing but a slow and doddering farce, placing all their trust in you. And you failed them, just as you failed Juhani. I couldn't touch you on Dantooine, but I can here. The Sith have taught me the power of freedom and revenge. For Juhani!
It is well that you are still alive, Padawan, in that you have not yet managed to fail us completely. Why is it that you are now bothering me instead of seeking out the star map? I find that disturbing. It is our failings as teachers that enable this to happen. Do not give in to the same dark urges as she did, or you may suffer a similar fate. You have a mission to attend to, Padawan. And as much as I may wish it otherwise, you are only hope. The Council has placed the fate of the galaxy within your hands. I pray both you and Bastila are able to emerge from this ordeal as servants of the light. May the Force be with you, young Padawan.
I thank you for your concern, but I am still a bit shaken. I have been thinking about myself, about Quatra, and about my fall to the dark side. I keep thinking that it was my anger that drove me that far, that nearly damned me. I look inside myself now, and I can still see it. I still feel it. More time would do me good. Time to distance myself from that anger. I think that is why the Council agreed to send me with you. They think, perhaps, that in your company, I will be able to free myself from it. I thank you for your concern and your acceptance. I will strive to prove that I am worthy of your company and trust. Well, it goes back a number of years. Back on my homeworld, we did not see Jedi very often, especially where I lived. It was not the homeworld of the Cathar that I lived on. My parents had long fled from that place. And perhaps that is a story for another time. Rather, it was a human hive world that I was raised on. The hind end of space. A pit of a world, to be sure, where Jedi rarely tread. But we had heard of them. Well, everyone had, so that is not to be unexpected. Champions of truth. Defenders of justice. Heroes of the Republic. It was very easy for a child to be enthralled by their image. Their mystique. Maybe I was one of those children. Allow children their innocence while they still may have it. I was not so innocent, but I too was affected. When I saw a Jedi for the first time, they lived up to everything my imagination had created them to be. I was awed, and maybe a little enamored. They were quite striking, especially the tales of their leader. From that moment on, I knew that I would have to try to become a Jedi. To lift myself out of the rut I had been living in for years, and to make a real difference, as the Jedi were. The foolish delusions of a child. But this child made it happen. As soon as I was able, I left my world and went in search of them. I found them and was accepted. I had been living my dream on Dantooine for several years before you came. Although, perhaps I was not entirely ready for it. Or not completely suited to the task. Otherwise, I would not have fallen. But thanks to you, I have been redeemed. Perhaps I may yet live to see that dream of mine come true. Come, there is much we should do. Let us not waste time talking. Action is what is needed. I suppose I have not talked very much about the Jedi I met back home. They, all of them, were so very invigorating. They were so very alive, so full of hope and energy and zeal. In retrospect, I can see it was a little bit tragic. Those Jedi were going to fight the Mandalorians just after they had invaded. Many of those Jedi perished in the fighting. But to us, they seemed invincible. Especially their leader, who they talked about all the time. Paragons of light and justice, sweeping away all iniquity before them. It was like looking at gods. They were enthralling. Everyone wanted just to touch them. Some people thought it would bring them luck. Not that the peace they brought lasted very long. The Jedi left. The people grew complacent. Those who had been wronged saw their chance at revenge. And so the cycle continues. The oppressed become the new generation of oppressors. The human oppressed, that is. The non-humans were never treated well in any case. We felt the brunt of both administrations. Yes. But humans seem the most pervasive. The most consistent. They took their frustrations and hates out on us. Because the people they wanted had already fled. Or were too well protected. But no one looks out for the injustices we suffered. Oh no. But I am sorry. I should not have outbursts like that. Don't you see? The very fact I mentioned it means it has its influence. Anger can lead to the dark side. And I must be ever careful that I do not fall back into those ways. I thank you for your support. My outburst was uncalled for. But you did not lash back at me. You are a much better Jedi than I, it would seem. But let us not speak more of this now. We should continue on our journey. Perhaps later we will talk again. I have been bothered by something of late. I never told you where I came from, did I? Where I grew up as a child? I suppose I was trying to deny what I was feeling. I have been wrestling with my feelings inside, trying to come to terms with it, but I find I cannot. I must have someone to blame. Someone to blame for the destruction of my homeworld. Someone who is responsible for the death of everyone I have ever known, except those on Dantooine. Taris. It was Taris that the Sith destroyed to try to kill you and your precious Bastila. Taris, my homeworld. If it were not for you and Bastila, the Sith would have never had reason to destroy that world. It was your fault for being there and your fault for rescuing Bastila. Without your intervention, the Sith would have had no cause to lay waste to my childhood. I hated that world. Yet everything I learned as a child, I learned there. It is as much a part of me as the air I breathe. I have this ache inside me, where all my childhood memories lay, and I find your face there with them. If it was not for you, that world would still exist. But it is so hard to lose your entire past. You would not understand. I suppose that is to be expected. Everything will turn out for the best, as long as we remain focused on our task. I am sorry. I will try not to distract you in the future with my trivial experiences. We should stop for now. Taris was my home for many years. As much as I hated it, it was still home. A rat hole, a warren, a paradise. I suppose you could call it all these things. For me, it was hell. You have no idea what it is like to have to live there for years. To walk down the streets, to have people look at you in disgust, like an animal. Most did not know anything about me, but it was there all the same. Because I was an alien. Because I was different from them. Frightening. I doubt any of them had even seen my people before. So they persecuted me. They looked down on me and my family. Charged us more for food. Would not let us walk their streets. They spat on us. You are human. You could not possibly know. You have seen Taris. You know what kind of a scum-infested hole it is. For us, there was no respite. No one to turn to. There were no other Cathar on Taris. No one to talk to, no one to confide in. But you must think me weak for saying this. But I am strong enough to admit it. I have been keeping it inside for so long. I thought you might understand. You do not seem to fit in exactly with the others. You are different. I thank you for your concern, but maybe I am weak. To think that some stories of my stupid past could possibly interest you. Maybe there is no point. Maybe I am just lost after leaving yet another planet. I apologize for my outburst. I will try to control myself next time. You are kinder than I would have expected to put up with me using you in this way. I hope that I will not use your time so badly in the future. I was remembering Taris. It was a horrible place to have to live. At least in the lower cities where the non-humans tended to get relegated. Living for years in a place with no sun, living off the trash dropped from the upper levels, and the meager pay doing back-breaking labor. There was always the danger of Rakuls coming up from the sewers, or more mundane predators living and working in the area. My family and I struggled each and every day to make something of our lives, but we could only go so far. Taxes from the corrupt government, more fees from the gangs controlling the streets, and whatever was left paying for what food and medical supplies we could afford. We had no money to spare for any amenities. Even the enclave on Dantooine seems a paradise in comparison. And of course, there was the constant bigotry and hate from the more affluent and human citizens, lording their wealth over us living below. Every once in a while, a rich human would come down through the lower levels with his droid entourage just to see how the wildlife lived and laughed at the mockeries that were our successes. But I have come to meet many decent humans in my travels since those days. Indeed, some of the greatest people I have ever met are human. The Jedi who encouraged me to join the Order. The one who was with the group going to fight the Mandalorians. She was human. I am sorry. I am getting away from my point, if there even was one. Sometimes, I curse the day my parents fled to Taris. But then again, if they had not, I would not be where I am today. Another story for another time.
For now, we must continue our own epic. To save the galaxy, if we can.
I have been watching you for some time. I wonder if you have noticed. I have been thinking of how far I had fallen, and how you exemplify the code of the Jedi. I find myself ashamed.
Your power in the Force is strong, and I can sense no taint of the dark side in you.
But I have so little to show when I compare myself to you, and that makes my shame even worse.
That I had so easily fallen to the dark side that I could convince myself that by injuring my master, I became a great force of evil in the galaxy.
For my pride, my hubris, for the inner rage that all of my species feels. Sometimes I wish that I had not been born this way. I am sorry.
I start to talk, thinking about how you stay strong to the path of virtue and justice, and I find myself whining again about my own inadequacies.
The Council would be proud to see that you had learned your lessons so well.
Well, I mentioned before that my parents had fled to Taris. Perhaps I can tell you about that. In the early days of the Mandalorian War, there had been fighting closer to the Outer Rim worlds. Cathar was there, yes. My people had a great reputation as warriors, and that appealed to the Mandalore version of honor. They sought to test themselves against us, I think. Test themselves by bombing our world, slaughtering my people while they slept or while they ran. They swooped down from space across the world, firing at anything that moved. They used ships in space to destroy all orbital facilities and bombard the surface. We did resist, and in spite of their violent attack, we did stave them off for quite a while. But in the end, we were doomed. We were not members of the Republic. Cathar was beyond the edge of the Republic, in the Outer Rim. And besides, they could not have known. Our interstellar communications were the first things the Mandalores hit. All other short-range communicators were jammed. We were on our own. We knew what was coming. We had fought the Mandalorians in the first war against Exar Kun and the Sith. We knew there would be no mercy for us. The most we could do was pack the few of our people who survived onto what few ships remained and send them off into space as fast as they could. Most did not make it. My parents carried me as a baby with them and were lucky enough to escape. They fled as far as they were able and eventually settled on Taris. They could stand running no further, I think. But Taris was a horrible choice. Dominated by humans, intolerant of other species, it made everyday life unnecessarily hard. My father turned to stimulants. He spent much of his time in local bars and dives. But we are warriors. It runs through our blood. And when he was on stims, he became foolish. He let his warrior nature get the best of him. So he would get intoxicated, and he would fight. And finally, one day, he would die. Killed by a man who provoked him into a fight and killed him like an animal. I am sorry, I cannot talk about this any longer right now. After my father died, my mother was left to support me alone. A single non-human woman, living in one of the worst, most violent slums on Taris. It was not easy for her. When my father was killed, it seemed that something in her began to die as well. She worked. She worked as hard as she was able. But over time, she began to waste away. I later learned that she was unable to get enough money to feed both of us, and had to start borrowing from the exchange, a band of cutthroats and smugglers. But even that was not enough. She hid what she was doing from me. She gave most of her food to me so that I would be strong, but she herself was suffering deeply from it. In the end, she could go on no longer, and collapsed at the cantina where she worked one day. She never recovered. There was nothing really that I could do for her. She left me no money, and no doctor would see her without being paid first. I sat by her bed for days as she lay there dying. I never want that to happen to someone I care about ever again. But there was still the money she had borrowed. She had never paid it back and made no provisions for her death. You must understand. The exchange is brutal. They care nothing for the life of a sentient being. They are the major suppliers of slaves on Taris. They thought it would be appropriate that, with my mother owing them money, the debt should be passed on to me. And with no way to pay, they took me by force. You have no idea
what it is like to be bound like a beast and treated as such. It was the worst time of my life. They treated me like livestock. They were waiting for a buyer to give them some credits for me when the Jedi came to fight the Mandalorians. The Jedi could not abide by what they saw there and drove the exchange from the face of the world, freeing those of us imprisoned there. But the Jedi soon left to fight their war, and I was left with a dream. I swore that I would become a Jedi. As soon as I had enough money to do it, I bought passage on a freighter headed for Dantooine. And we both know what has happened since then. I am grateful to you for having given me the opportunity to fulfill my dream, rather than become what I hated. Someday, I may make it up to you. But for now, let us keep on the task at hand.